Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. It's time to start looking at 2018 as it was. And let's look at corporate India. A defining feature of corporate India in 2018 has been the downfall of its most powerful, iconic CEOs and promoters, whose gross and criminal misdeeds were responsible for the downfall. And it is these misdeeds which also expose how false their carefully crafted reputations were. Their reputations were just not what they were. They were not fit to even occupy the seats that they sat on because they indulged in gross misconduct. And their misconduct was not exposed because of vigilance in the corporate or the institution that they headed. It was also not because of any government action. It was more because of some determined whistleblowers decided to act. It started with the exposure of the misdeeds and misconduct and malpractices of Chanda Kochhar, the former CEO of ICICI, sometime in March 2018. Her board of directors supported her, but her misdeeds were too big to be ignored. They kept spilling out in the open, and finally, she was forced to exit. It was the fall of the first corporate icon in 2018. Thereafter came Shikha Sharma and Rana Kapoor in succession, both because of serious accounting malpractices and serious regulatory failures. They were stubbornly sticking to their seats till the Reserve Bank of India dethroned them by nudging them out. In fact, both were asked to be relieved of their duties in due course of time. Thereafter came the shocker. The shocker of ILFS, a AAA rated NBFC, and it was found that the company was completely bogus. Ravi Parthasarathy and his gang of robbers, the robber barons, had completely ruined an enterprise in which was over 1,30,000 crore of public money. They ruined over 1 lakh crores of public sums. These were the robber barons. ILFS has been found to be a completely defrauded, fraudulent organization. So, here was another bunch of corporate icons led by Ravi Parthasarathy, who again had a very carefully cultivated image in the public. That was yet another fall. Thereafter came the whistleblower in the case of Sun Pharma, Dilip Sanghvi, a person who had a very carefully crafted clean image again, was found to have indulged in practices like insider trading. He benefited out of it to the tune of thousands of crores, if the allegations are to be believed, conflict of interest, corporate regulatory failures, and various such instances. Yet another corporate icon who we thought was fit to be an icon was found to be otherwise. We are not even talking of the likes of Jet Airways, because Jet Airways was always known to have suspicious financial credentials. We are also not talking of the likes of the CEOs of Unitech, Religare, Amrapali, etc., because they were never role models. They were never icons. But the earlier ones, Chanda Kochhar, Rana Kapoor, Shikha Sharma, Dilip Sanghvi, they have been corporate icons. It is they who have been rewarded richly on the basis of the bogus financial statements they sat on. And it is they who from podiums, when they were being rewarded, gave sermons to the ordinary sundry. They were the icons and they fell. And the reason for this has been their own personal greed, ambition, avarice. They grew bigger than the institution, and so did their ambitions. They managed to actually subvert the very institution they headed. They have inflicted reputational risk on their respective institutions, all because of their personal greed, all because of their overconfidence that they had grown so big and powerful that they are allowed to violate the law. They had that confidence that their connections, their resources, their networking, their support men will ensure that they get away with their misdeeds. But when the misdeeds got too big, even the system which had colluded with them could not support them. 2018 has seen the fall of these icons. But it is not these icons who fell down in isolation. Also exposed is the entire system, the entire hierarchy which supported these icons. I am referring to the likes of the statutory auditors, the rating agencies, the regulators, and all those who did not conduct their duty the way they were meant to, and they were willing witnesses, silent witnesses, colluding also for personal gains. 2018 has also seen the expose of these institutions and bodies, which, like in the case of ILFS, three multinational accounting firms, Ernst & Young, Deloitte, KPMG, all in the docks for not having barked when they were supposed to bark, because they were the watchdogs of ILFS. It is this entire pyramid which has ensured that the CEO sat on top and tried to get away with very gross misdeeds. It is not good for corporate India. It is not good for India. It is not good if these kind of criminal CEOs get away with what they are doing or manage to do what they did. Because as time goes by, it is becoming very clear that balance sheets of the best of Indian corporates could be suspect. And if balance sheets are suspect, you can be sure shareholders will suffer, bankers will suffer, revenue will suffer, funds coming into India will suffer. Because of the ILFS scam, for example, FDI coming into India or even domestic investment into NBFCs has come to a standstill, because every balance sheet of every NBFC signed by every possible auditor today is suspect. The very credibility and integrity of the nation suffers a setback, which is not good for us. It is not good for the ordinary shareholders and the bankers who suffer the most. So what is the way out? The way out, which we hope begins in 2019, is that these kind of corporate top dogs, these corporate honchos who have indulged rampantly in misconduct, malpractices, misdeeds, they must be punished swiftly, harshly. That's the only way out to deter them. And so must be punished all those who supported them, which include auditors, independent directors, rating agencies, etc. Unless the punishment is not swift and immediate, you can be sure every powerful CEO of every corporate, the bigger, the more encouraged will he be to think that the law will not catch him or he's allowed to violate the law. And those who need to actually lobby for immediate and harsh punishment, to them have to be the bankers, the lenders and the shareholders who suffer the most because of their misdeeds. Corporate India, Indian government needs to learn from the likes of Japan, where a global automotive business icon like Carlos Ghosn has been sent to jail. He'll spend his new year in jail because of financial malpractices that were found by which he benefited in Nissan, of which he was the chairman. It's time Indian CEOs, Indian promoters, Indian corporate icons also went to jail for their misdeeds, which have been very glaring, very blatant and very disappointing. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.